Hepatitis is a major global public health problem that really isn't very well appreciated. We estimate that there's about 400 million people who have chronic hepatitis B or C, and that about 1.5 million people die from it each year. So it's really one of the leading causes of death. It's more death than HIV.
What is WHO's strategy when it comes to dealing with this disease?
WHO has just recently adopted a first ever global hepatitis strategy to eliminate hepatitis, which we mean by 2030. That's a 15-year time frame. We want to reduce new infections by 90% and to reduce deaths by 65%. What we need is more action, really action at the country level, so that national governments review their situation, develop plans that are comprehensive, and in other words, that deal with both prevention and treatment.
What are some of the specific challenges of this disease? Like, for example, can this disease be spread from mother to child?
Hepatitis B can be spread from mother to child, and also children early in life can get infected. And that's the main route of transmission. And that's why it's so important that children be vaccinated, and the vaccine is very effective. We've seen great success already. We estimate that about 82% of the world's children are now getting a hepatitis vaccine. For example, in China, maybe 10 years ago, 8 to 10% of children were infected with hepatitis B. Now it's well below 1%. They've really done a great job of scaling up vaccine, and now they've seen the benefits of it.
How do you think that Global Hepatitis Day will aid the fight against this disease?
The primary goals are to make people aware. I think we really realize that a lot of people don't understand what hepatitis is, don't realize how big a problem it is. So we want them to both understand it so that they can urge for greater action in their countries, but also to better understand how it's transmitted and to realize that there are treatments that are available. So we really can fight this disease. We can eliminate it. To do it, we'll need more action. And that's how the World Hepatitis Day, we hope, will result in more action by better understanding, better awareness.
One of the current issues also is that the price of the new medicines are quite high. Is there anything that can be done about that?
We've seen a remarkable progress in prices in some countries. So in countries where the generic medicines can be introduced, a medicine that in the U.S. costs maybe $80,000 can cost less than $500. So really, it's really been a remarkable, just in a couple of years, the prices are much less of a barrier. It really becomes something that's feasible for many people to do. It's important for governments to really step up and develop national programs, make sure that the medicines are available in their countries, that they use whatever negotiations or whatever tools necessary to make the medicines as affordable as possible, so they're both affordable and accessible.